Charlotte Jean Bromley had wanted only two things in life, a red dress and her father's death. She'd waited years. Hell, she'd prayed for this moment. Why, then, wasn't this a celebration? Why was a ball of acid churning through her stomach? Taking a deep breath, she climbed out of the taxi and smoothed the skirt of her figure-hugging red silk dress over her hips. The crowd of somber mourners stood in clusters on the sweeping steps outside the old stone church under the late October overcast sky. The damp air was ripe with the familiar sweet-sour smell of freshly cut Douglas fir. Over the hill behind the church, steam trailed in white plumes from two lumber-drying kilns at the mill. A wind gusted, marshaling scattered piles of gold and red leaves into the gutter. Goosebumps riddled her arms, and she fought back a shiver as she strode forward, knees quaking, jostling through the crowd on the wide sidewalk. A collective gasp filled the air, and her name swept over the mourners in a rising crescendo.
"It's her, Charlotte Jean, Big Jim's daughter.
I can't believe she has the nerve to show up after all these years. My God, look what she's wearing."
"She always was wild." Big Jim would roll over in his grave.
With each comment, each insult, each condemnation, the layer of ice encircling her heart thickened. The shock and disapproval didn't surprise her. There was no love lost between the people of Renton Falls and Charlotte Jean Bromley. Hadn't been for years. What did surprise her was how much their disapproval bothered her. Like a well-aimed arrow, each snide remark penetrated the armor of her daring red dress. The lump in her throat thickened, threatening to choke her. She did an about-face and headed back toward the curb. But then, she stopped.
What was she doing?
She'd waited too long for this moment to chicken out now. Turning, keeping her gaze fixed at a point in the distance, she ignored the disparaging stares and shouldered through the throng. Tears burned her eyes, but she blinked them back. She'd come here today to bury the past along with her father. Then maybe, just maybe, she could move on.
"She looks like a whore," hissed a piercing voice.
Charlotte Jean met the blazing gaze of a short, pudgy blonde woman. Her heart lurched at the venom in the woman's stare. She sucked in a breath as a flash of memory washed over her. Betty Ann Jaworski. She'd been Charlotte Jean's best friend all through grade school, the two of them inseparable.
"Why did you come back, Charlotte Jean?"
Betty Ann's frizzed hair bobbed in a mass of over-bleached curls around her fleshy face.
"You killed your father. Do you know that? The poor man died of a broken heart because of you."
Charlotte Jean stared, immobilized by the woman's scorn. Betty Ann's red, painted lips twisted into a thin, disapproving line. The furrow between her overplucked brows deepened.
"Well, what do you have to say for yourself?"
Charlotte Jean opened her mouth to finally tell Betty Ann, and everyone else who listened with morbid curiosity, the truth about the nightmare 17 years ago. But the secret was buried too deep, the years of silence too ingrained. A tall, thin man, his balding head gleaming as the sun peeked from behind dark clouds, stepped forward and placed his arm around Betty Ann's shoulders, as if protecting her from something vile.
"I told you she was trouble." His mouth twisted in a sneer. "She always was. Seems she still is."
Betty Ann swung back to Charlotte Jean, her hands planted on her wide hips.
"Why don't you go back where you came from? Where you've been all these years. You don't belong here anymore."
Her words slammed into Charlotte Jean, and she stumbled back a step.
Betty Ann was right. She didn't belong here.
Once again, she wheeled around, desperate to escape the sea of disapproval surrounding her, wanting to run back to her apartment in Portland where no one knew her past, and no one cared. But, once again, she recalled why she'd come today.
why she'd tossed everything aside to be here